Visiting with PCM head girls basketball coach Sammy Allison Rodriguez. Coach, you have a really good start to the first part of your season there throughout the month of December. You guys currently sitting at 8-1 overall and top of the conference. Can you kind of just give us a little bit of a recap of how you feel like this first month of the season went?
A lot of growth. I know that we've got a couple veteran players, but we've got some young ones in the mix too. And I felt like it was a learning process of when things don't go great, that we stay the course and we don't get down on ourselves. And I just feel like we made some big strides there in December and had a good break of practice and ready to get back after it tomorrow against South Hamilton.
You know, you go throughout your schedule at the beginning of the season, you know, picking up five conference wins is always huge. And, you know, a really dominated win over there at Nevada, kind of your last game before winter break. You know, can you kind of talk about that Nevada game a little bit and what you feel went so well there?
Man, we were just kind of kicking on all cylinders. I felt like it took us a little bit just to get settled in that first quarter. And then after that, I mean, defensively, we were locked in. We were playing tendencies. We were talking. We were helping each other out. And then offensively, we got rolling. And when both things hit at the same time, I think that's the kind of score that we want in a conference game against that matchup. So just both ends of the court just working really well.
Yeah, not to dig it up too much, but your one loss of the season, the one that came on the 16th against North Mahaska, is there anything you feel like as a team you guys kind of learned from that game that you can take with you to, you know, some other challenging opponents this year?
Yeah, you know, they played really well. They hit big shots when they needed to. I felt like in the third quarter we had a chance to make a run back at it. This is no excuse whatsoever, but we had some sickness going through the team, and anybody that was in the gym saw it happening. You know, we missed a couple layups early, and instead of just rolling with it and knowing that the next one was going in, I felt like it kind of impacted how we played for a little bit. So that's what I was talking about. I feel like after that game, we talked about it. You know, we didn't stay on it too long, but sometimes your shots just don't go in. You just get back and you keep going after it. So those are the type of games that I'm always going to want to try to schedule in the non-conference, because it's good opponents, it's good competition. You don't learn unless you're in those type of situations. And I feel like we did a lot of learning that day. We didn't give them our best shot, unfortunately, but I'm super glad that we had that opportunity.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, you go 2 weeks from competition from the game against Nevada to then South Hamilton, but you guys did have a little bit of a scrimmage there over break. Did that kind of help keeping your girls fresh a little bit?
Oh, it was awesome. We went down to Eddyville, played obviously the best team in the state down there, had a great opportunities for situations and giving each other different looks. And I love that coaching staff and those players are awesome. It was just a really great experience for both teams, I think.
Yeah, you have the two, you know, very experienced players that have been around the program for a while, and Addison Steenhook and Tori Lindsay, and you know, but it's hard not to highlight what Libby Winters has done this year. Can you just kind of talk about the different dynamics she's brought to your kind of post game?
Well, I mean, we have her at the post right now, but if I needed to, I could play her at the point guard. I mean, to have that versatility as a freshman, she doesn't shy away from the competition. I mean, we were playing kickball, and she's up there just really that whole freshman class. And I've said it before, but I think the success that they had on the softball diamond this summer and then rolled into volleyball and had some good wins there, I just feel like they got confidence and got that taste of winning. She's not shying away from anything. She wants the big matchup. She wants the ball. Her teammates want to give her the ball. They know they'll get it back from her. She's just a natural fit for our team and just a really good kid.
You know, now that you've had a month of the season, do you feel comfortable with not just your starting lineup, but kind of how deep a little bit you can play on the bench and the girls that are going to give you, you know, quality minutes when you need, you know, to get kind of those starters a little bit of a breather?
Yeah, we've talked quite a bit about it. I didn't do the best job getting some of those kids minutes when I should have in the first half of the season. So I'm going to do a better job of that in the second half, because we are going to need them. And we've got some great kids off the bench that offer some different things. So I'm hoping tomorrow night we'll have an opportunity to get some of those kids some quality minutes and some confidence, because, I mean, we go Friday and then we've got Roland Story Tuesday and a great Montezuma team at their place on Thursday, and then a really tough West Marshall team that we go back to back to back. So tomorrow's a really good opportunity to get the break shaken off of us, which I think the Eddyville game, I think, kept us pretty lively. So we'll see tomorrow night.
Yeah, you guys this season have been very good defensively. You've held your opponents to a pretty low average in terms of scoring. Is that something that, I know you guys worked on that last season too, but is that something you maybe put a little bit of a bigger emphasis on this season as you want it to be like a really solid defensive team?
Yeah, I mean, that's since we've taken this program over, that's been it. Because you don't always score, the ball doesn't always go in the hoop. But if you can stop teams, you can be in any game. And so, like I said, in the Nevada game, I feel like we made those stops, and then the offense was clicking too. So, I'm hoping that we can get all the shooters lined up in one game and see what we can put up there on the board. Because we've got some good scores on this team that haven't been real hot, honestly. But defense, the great thing is those kids that haven't been hitting, I mean, Addison Steenhook in particular, I mean, she'll joke about her 3-point percentage right now. I don't care because she leads and she gets the ball to her teammates and she's staying positive and she keeps talking. Like, that's exactly what we want from everybody on this roster. Like, whether you're hitting shots or not, you can always give something. And she's just been great about that, and her teammates have seen it. I think she'll get hot here late, and we get Tori hitting and Addie hitting and Libby hitting and Kyra and Lila. Oh my goodness. We're going to have some fun.
Yeah, you guys have forced, 130 some turnovers this year. That's certainly noteworthy. Is that a big positive this season that you guys are able to get those extra possessions? And because obviously that's huge in any basketball game when you're able to force turnovers.
Yeah, I feel like Kyra has been just outstanding on her deflections. I don't know what they are, but I feel like every time the ball is even close to her hands are on the ball. And it kind of just feeds into everybody else. When you have one person that is that aggressive on the defensive end, everybody else just follows suit. So I know that I think all kids want to score, right? And I think that she wishes that she could put some more points on the board. But I told her the other day, I mean, her defensive effort is just absolutely awesome. So more deflections, more steals, more turnovers. That's a fun way to play basketball. That's how I enjoyed playing basketball. So the team has really bought into that.
Well, Coach, always appreciate you talking to me. Good start to the first part of your season, and best of luck as you guys kind of go into these first couple weeks after break.
Awesome. Thanks so much.